So how did this cluster of one Auckland household on Tuesday grow to 30 people by today? Let's take a look.
It's called a cluster, but equally, you could think of it as a tangled cobweb. Cases all connected by thin threads, social circles and random encounters crossed paths that all through various degrees of separation lead back to a single South Auckland family that has COVID. So let's wind it back to the first known thread. Tuesday night, and four of the original family are confirmed to have COVID-19. It's announced at a hastily convened media conference.
After 102 days, we have our first cases of COVID-19 outside of a managed isolation or quarantine facility in New Zealand.
We actually have four confirmed cases of COVID-19 in one family. The first case to present was a person in their 50s who lives in South Auckland. That person was swabbed yesterday when they presented to their general practitioner with symptoms.
By Wednesday, the strands of that cobweb are already spinning outward. At this point, there's no further confirmed cases connected to the family cluster announced the night before. But the Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, has ominous news.
There are also an additional four probable cases who are people with symptoms linked to the four community-based cases we talked about last night and earlier this morning. They are all being treated as probable cases and therefore are in full isolation, and full contact tracing has been initiated for those cases.
It's revealed members of the family, some of the original infected four from South Auckland, have travelled far and wide.
As a National Medical Officer of Health, I'm taking the significant and serious step of making an oral direction under Section 70 of the Health Act 1956. So I require the following people to do two things, that is to isolate at their usual home and to not go out to work and remain isolated until they are contacted by our National Contact Tracing Service and given and they receive further direction.
By Thursday the 13th, there was 13 new community-based cases and one probable.
They are all in Auckland and they are all linked to the four people who we reported as confirmed cases yesterday and the day before.
The degrees of separation and the delicate web tethering the COVID positives are tracked and analysed. A chunky distance away from South Auckland and the home of the original family, a student at Mount Albert Grammar is confirmed to have COVID-19. The thread that joins them, the student, is a relative of the Index 4, the South Auckland family.
The school has sent a letter to a number of students and a handful of staff who, after inquiry, were considered as close contacts, advising them to self-isolate for 14 days.
Add to the positives, three more workers at Americold, a cold storage company in Mount Wellington, where an infected man in his 50s from the Index family worked. And the web fans out further. Seven family members of the newly infected cool store workers now also have COVID-19.
I am now directing medical officers of health that all cases, confirmed cases, are to be managed in a quarantine facility.
Across the city in Mount Eden, an employee at Finance Now in Dominion Road, a work colleague of one of the original four people infected, has also caught COVID-19. And there's another strand to the web. That person has infected one of their family members.
And that brings our total number of active cases in New Zealand to 36. 17 of these are linked to the recent or the new outbreak. We are also aware that one of the people who has tested positive has visited an aged residential care facility in the Waikato.
The Prime Minister issues a stark warning.
As we all learnt from our first experience with COVID, once you identify a cluster, it grows before it slows.
Friday and grow it has, 12 new confirmed cases plus one probable, and the infections spread outside of Auckland.
Two of the 13 new cases are in Tokoroa. These two people tested positive after being followed up as close contacts from a family member who is one of the Auckland cases, so part of that Auckland cluster.
The same people who also visited a Morrinsville rest home. The person they saw at the rest home is negative, but all staff and residents are being tested. One of the new cases is in Auckland Hospital, and its link to the community cluster is still being investigated. COVID has also reached Auckland's North Shore at Glamorgan Primary School, and there's cases at Southern Cross Campus and Tai O Whau E Pua Sese Preschool in Mangere. And RNZ understands two other workers at the Cool Store have joined the positive list.
Our national contact tracing service has 771 close contacts identified, and so far we are tracing 83% of our close contacts within that desired 48-hour period.
So, as at today's 1pm update, the delicate threads of the web have spun wide, and the original cluster of four has multiplied to 30 confirmed cases and one probable.